We can still reduce it.
So, let's, we got time. If we're gonna make it, if we are going to do that, maybe we'll have two or three things we can do and it'll change.
Oh, I'm okay with that. I think we need to review the issues that people brought up and take a good look at it as well.
Ms. Webb, grant request.
Okay, just a few tonight. First one, Delaware State Police Troop for Memorial Stone.
I think they need $1,500.
No, five.
$500?
$500.
Make a motion, give $100 each.
Isn't it $1,500?
Well, they've altered.
You know what I mean? They want $1,500.
It looks like a dollar, okay. I could, it could look both ways, because if somebody has marked through it.
I've marked through that.
Oh, okay. I apologize then.
Can't bring you the evidence, are you?
It does look like five.
Make a motion, make.
$1,500, what they need.
Troop five.
Make a motion, give $300 each.
To honor the two.
I have a motion to give $300 each to troop five.
Second.
Second.
What was the motion, I'm sorry?
Give $300 each.
How much?
Three.
Okay, that's fine.
And we have a second, and is there any further discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The Good Samaritan Aid Organization. Now, here's an example of, it has come in, it was passed when I was working on the Human Service Grant. They haven't received anything lately, but in 10 years history of receiving Human Service Grant, their funds available, I suggest we pay this from the Human Service Grant.
How much are they requesting?
$1,000, and that's what we've always given them.
So moved.
No more.
I have a motion and a second to give the Good Samaritan Aid Organization for the Christmas Basket Program $1,000 from the Human Service Grant account. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carries.
Miss Delaware Scholarship Organization.
I give $250 from my account if someone would make that motion.
Second. I'll make that motion.
It is something that would benefit many of the schools.
Did they ask for extra money or?
Possibly $1,000, and they will be going to the schools in the county.
In the county?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Scholarship?
Yeah, she goes and speaks on her, you know, her experiences and morality. We have paid for it before, 100 each, all throughout.
Miss Delaware Scholarship Organization for business school.
Make a motion to give $100 each.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to give $100 each to the Miss Delaware Scholarship Organization. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
What was her platform? We never did ask.
It's
antiques.
Six pillars of character.
Six pillars of character.
Six pillars.
Would you like me to read them?
No. Nobody would understand anything you're talking about.
Or wouldn't believe it either, so it's all right.
You might have one. Kidding.
I think I have a motion and a second, and I don't believe I have any more credible discussion, so we'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Sure.
Well, Robin liked that. She finally woke up.
She pounced.
Historic Georgetown Association.
Historic Georgetown.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
Come on, Mr. Wilson. Take care of the train station.
Well, I'm going to be like George.
What's that? Don't blame it on me. You're like Dale Dukes. Dale Dukes used to always use me.
I'm going to make a motion to every councilman, including George Cole, get $500 a piece.
I don't think you'll get a second, because that means everybody else, somebody else, somebody's fool enough.
Sam, I would second, but I can't.
That's an easy
Mr.
out.
Mr. President, I hear nothing.
They
but
didn't
silence.
Listen him out.
Have you get money before
the train
whistle's
not even
blowing?
Yeah, but
big chunks. This is for focus on the train station maintenance.
Right.
The money that was given before was in like $5,000 chunks. I don't think that's what they're looking for this project.
Oh, okay.
Have they mentioned an amount?
They did not mention an amount.
Sam, come on.
It's just train station maintenance, the Georgetown train station.
They do work throughout the whole county, of course, you know. When the,
they didn't clean my train station.
Yeah, but you don't have none.
They moved them all.
For the Historic Georgetown Association?
And it's also for the kids that goes up second store there, and they come up Christmas time, and they do a lot of things.
Sam, just give some money, please, and get off this.
Well, I did. I made a motion.
Nobody seconded it. Make another one.
Are you gonna give me a second, Vince?
$500.
How much I got to do?
Yeah, $500. You make the motion for Sam. $500 from Sam.
I'm gonna make a motion for Sam. I'll make a motion from Mr. Wilson's Councilmatic funding that will give $500 towards the train station maintenance.
And add $500 for me.
And Mr. Phillips would like to add an additional $500, because I think he thinks his train's gonna come into that station.
I'll second that.
You're killing me.
Have a motion and a second to get $500.
Your train won't stop there, so don't do it.
Phillips, $500 from Mr. Wilson to the Historic Georgetown Association for the train station maintenance.
No, I don't think he does.
Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed ordinances?
Yes, there are several, Mr. President. First being an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for model home and offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 36,028 square feet, more or less. And it was filed on behalf of, I believe it's TAPA, T-A-P-A Homes LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Okay, thank you. The next one that I have is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for general offices and medical slash professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.40 acres, more or less. And it was filed on behalf of Double R Holdings LLC.
I can introduce that.
Okay, the next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a public utility, water, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.5925 acres, more or less. And it's filed on behalf of Tide Water Utilities, Inc.
I will introduce it.
And the next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR residential, general residential district for an electrical substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 8.04 acres, more or less. And is filed on behalf of Delmarva Power and Light Company.
I can introduce it.
And the last one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a helicopter landing site, private, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 8.45 acres, more or less. Filed on behalf of Omar Road LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Okay, and that's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Percy.
Any additional business brought before council? Is Ann Grimson there? Is Ann still here? Safe haven?
She's not here.
Okay. She had to leave. All right, if there's no additional, any additional business, I will ask for a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of personnel, pending potential litigation and land acquisition. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to go into executive session for the reasons I mentioned. Any discussion, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Do you want to know what color it is?
Yes.
You were right, Mike.
I'm sorry, what?
You were right. They're here to take me to dinner.
Yeah. Maybe you got time.